Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. I believe we are continuing our hair chat. We were talking beehives last week, but we're moving into a more sort of male realm today. What are we going to be hearing about?
I thought we'd talk about kind of like the equivalent, which is the pompadour.
Ooh.
The quiff and the ducktail.
Okay, I'm sold already. And now, are we talking about Elvis? Is that kind of the hair that we're looking at?
Yeah, so if you're thinking of like a pompadour or a quiff, you're thinking of like Elvis, James Dean, David Beckham in the 90s.
Oh my God.
LaRue.
Yes.
The singer LaRue and Tintin.
Tintin.
The comic book character. Yeah. So we'll start off with the pompadour. To be honest, I haven't really figured out from my research the difference, but I believe a pompadour is probably the bigger version of a quiff. And if anyone ever saw the very strange film Johnny Suede with Brad Pitt and Nick Cave as Freak Storm, they had ginormous quiffs.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a film in 1991 directed by Tom DeSillo, and it's about Brad Pitt's character Johnny Suede wanting to become a rock and roll star because his idol is Ricky Nelson or something. But the pompadour is short back and sides and a very long kind of fringe that's swept up at the front and then kind of, you know, swept up and over like a big bubble. It's named after Louis XV's mistress, Madame de Pompadour, who wore her hair in a very, you know, with that very large volume at the front.
Right.
And if you think about it, in the 90s, a lot of women had, you know, that bubble fringe. They would pin their hair back, and that's kind of very similar. And then, of course, the quiff, which, you know, the pompadour and the quiff kind of became prevalent in the 1950s. There were resurgences in the 80s and the 90s, but it was kind of a post-World War II reaction to the strict short hair of haircuts for men.
Right.
So it had the elements of the pompadour, the faux hawk, and the fade. So if you think of like a flat top during World War One, the quiff kind of just grew that front bit out and then they slicked it over, and it became the kind of it was adopted by the Teddy Boy movement, who were inspired by dandies of the Edwardian period. It started mostly in the US, but of course the most iconic hairstyle of this is Elvis.
Yes.
And he had a signature black quiff.
Now, and I just wanted to ask Penny, what does he actually use, or what does anybody at this time use to make the hair do that? Like, what is the product that they're putting in that?
Well, it's kind of, it's normally Brill cream, that
okay.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays there's so many more products. You can just use like wax and things like that.
Yep.
For Elvis, he used hairspray, lots of different hairspray.
Okay.
And they did that because his hair was naturally blonde and he dyed his hair black.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's one photo of him. One photo that survives, that's in Graceland, of him, I think, as a teenager with natural blonde hair.
I'm having to Google blonde Elvis right now. This is shocking to me.
Yeah, and when he was younger, he used to dye his hair with black shoe polish because it was cheap.
True.
Wow.
And then he actually, in 1964, he engaged this hairstylist called Larry Geller, who was he was the co-owner of the first salon for men, and they did like Frank Sinatra's hair and all the famous people of the time. But Larry Geller he was called in April 1964, called to Graceland to help Elvis with his hair. He started being his hairstylist and his spiritual advisor.
Wow, that's a good crossover of jobs there.
Yeah, totally. And then and then I guess the duck tail goes with it. It's also known as like the duck's ass or the DA, which is basically it's when the sides are swept up and they go into the middle of the back of the hair, and there's almost like a part at the back, and it looks like a duck's, you know, the duck tails on ducks, if that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does.
Yeah, and so you'd have a quiff, and then you'd have your DA down the back. And if you think of like Grease, I think they reference it a million times, and Kaneki's got one, and Danny Zuko. And it was actually invented by a guy called Joe Cirillo, who was a barber in Philadelphia in the 40s, so it was even earlier. And apparently he called it the swing originally after the music genre.
Oh, true. Okay. Well, that would make sense. It also has a little swingy sort of motion to it, although that, I guess that depends how much Brill Cream you have used to lock it in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also makes me think of Bucky from Pretty in Pink, Penny.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. How did I not remember that?
Absolutely iconic ducktail.
Yeah. And I guess that's why he had his nickname as well.
Absolutely. That movie, there's a lot of things about that movie that don't stand up to the test of time. However, I still love it, and it still has some fantastic outfits and hair going on in it.
Oh my God, her prom dress. Ah!
Amazing. And it's quite bonkers as well when you watch her prom dress and you're sort of like, this is a very bold choice she's gone for here, but it really, really works. So I love that movie. That's a bit of a tangent from the hair there though.
Yeah, I guess... I really kind of wanted to touch on LaRue as well. Like LaRue kind of like, I don't think we've really heard from her for a while, but
no.
Her quiff was pretty amazing because it wasn't even like held, it kind of defied gravity. It was like hairsprayed and it kind of stuck straight up like Tintin, but it didn't kind of fold back over normally.
Yeah. It was so of an era as well. There's been all this discussion in the sort of trend cycle about whether this thing called indie sleaze is coming back at the moment, which is kind of interesting because I've seen some people be like, yeah, it's coming back. It's this era of LaRue, of the kind of like electronic music that was big in the early 2010s and the late sort of 2000s. And then there's other people who are like, it's not really a real thing. Like it's retrospectively something we've looked back at this era and been like, oh yeah, everyone wore these funky pants, had these big quiffs and had these weird glasses and this is a vibe. So I'm kind of fascinated in that, but she has got this kind of impossibly gravity defying hair.
Yeah, it's great. And then I think like later when she kind of grew her hair out a bit, it still had it looking like she'd just jumped out of a convertible car off the highway.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I've enjoyed talking about the pompadour, the quiff and the ducktail this morning, Penny. I think we might leave on a little Pretty in Pink note and have some Otis Redding. How does that sound to you?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
This is Try a Little Tenderness. We'll see you soon, Penny. Take care.
See ya.
She may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she never, 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 never possessed. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love
That is Otis Redding, of course, with Try a Little Tenderness, bit of a Pretty in Pink moment to end us there. We've got a text from Grizzy, though, saying that even in Aotearoa, we had Widgies and Bodgies who would hang out at the milk bar in the 50s.
Widgies and Bodgies?
Sometimes the boys were called Teddy Boys and they'd be combing their hair. Grizzy's mother used to tell her all about it. That's fantastic. Thank you to Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Can't get over the...